Chapter 34. It was noontide in East Mossflower, with scarce a vagrant breeze to stir the thick green foliage. Skipper Rogus called a halt beneath a massive old beech. Dwink, thinking it was for his benefit, protested.
I don't need to rest my foot, Poe. I can travel on quite a bit yet, Skip.
On shouldering the big provision haversack, the other chieftain sat with his back against the trunk.
Can you now, Master Dwayne? Well, I'm pleased to hear it, because I can't. Formal and me ain't young'uns no more. We likes to rest when we can.
Formal nodded agreement.
Boy, old Kiwi doozer, if a new young'uns be so full of energy, mayhaps he'd like to serve us in some victuals, sir.
Perrot placed a paw beneath her chin and gave a charming little curtsy.
As you wish, O ancient and weary ones.
Formal's face creased in a friendly smile.
You'm a impudent little villain, miss.
They dined on soft white cheese, preserved hazelnuts and beech nuts, and a flask of coltsfoot and penny cloud cordial. Dwink ruminated as he sat, watching a bee exploring his foot paw dressing.
Well, there's over half a day gone since we left the Abbey, with nothing to show for it.
Skipper reassured him.
But we've stuck faithful to the clues. Oi, and searched high and low.
Dwink swiped idly at the bee as it tried to burrow under his paw dressing.
So we have, Skip. Once we've eaten and rested, we'll carry on and search some more. I suppose that's what a quest is all about, eh? Eek!
Formal blinked.
What's the matter, maester?
Dwink was sucking furiously at his paw.
That bee, he stung me.
Skipper corrected the young squirrel.
Wasn't it he? That were a she. Only female bees carry a sting. Here, mate, let me look at it.
Working on Dwink's paw with the wooden splinter, the otter shook his head.
You shouldn't have hit it. The bee didn't mean you no harm. She was probably just attracted by the smell of Brother Turrellis's herbal salve. There, that's got it. Rub a duck leaf on your paw and it'll be as good as new again.
Dwink complained indignantly.
But I never hit the bee. I just swabbed at it, you know, to shoo it off.
Formal chuckled.
You never can tell with them bumblebees. Ouch! Now I be stungered.
Perrot clapped the paw to the side of her neck.
Me too! We must be sitting on top of a nest or something.
Skipper never shouted out, but he jumped as he was struck on the rudder. He nipped the object out with the splinter he had used on Dwink. Inspecting it, he gathered up the haversack.
Let's hoist anchor out of here, mates, afore those bees sting us to death. Come on!
They followed Skipper, who cut off at an angle into the trees. He ran for a while, then halted in a willow grove on a stream bank. Throwing aside the haversack, he beckoned the others to him, then spoke in a whisper.
Dwink, that was a real bee what stung you, but it wasn't a bee that got me.